So we're in Holy Week. We're all taking some extra time to sit in silence and pray, especially with the scriptures, to prepare our heart for the great Paschal mystery this weekend. So I trust that you will go through the scriptures each day this week and really allow them to come alive in your personal prayer time. This first reading is one of those, the four servant songs of Isaiah, 700 years or so before the birth of Jesus. This prophecy was given about this servant that would come and rescue the people. And there's interesting commentaries about what and how this was interpreted originally, and even in the centuries, the first centuries of the Christian church. Is this prophecy about Jesus? Is this prophecy about the land of Israel returning? Is it one person or is it a group of people? Interesting prophecy. Interesting interpretations. But to read this now with a Christian sensibility, to see how all those centuries before the birth of Jesus, Jesus fulfills perfectly the prophecies of the suffering servant. And we'll hear all four of them proclaimed this week at our masses. And one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 27. And if you've come to confession to me over these last 6 years or so, there's a chance you've probably received this as part of your penance, to sit and reflect about this beautiful psalm about who the Lord is, my light and my salvation. He directs me, he calls me, and he saves me. And in that passage, we didn't get it today, but he also talks about seeking the face of the Lord and not to hide your face from me, Lord. How often in our sin is because we look for the face of Jesus in something else other than him. And so the psalm helps to direct us. The verses we got today help us to understand how he saves us in the midst of our trials and struggles. And it ends so beautifully. Be stout-hearted. Wait for the Lord with courage. And what a great theme we have for us this week as we're really entering into this passion with Jesus. And we may be tempted to give up and to give in and to take it easy. But Jesus is calling us to a deeper journey with him this week. A little more fasting, a little more penance, a little more silence, a little more acts of charity, and to not give up, but to go deeper, and to have courage, to be stout-hearted, to persevere to the end. And in a beautiful passage of the gospel, the extravagance of the love that Mary had for Jesus displayed through her use of this very expensive oil, this ointment. And how Judas's response is still echoed in our world today. Definitely from the secularists, from the atheists who hate Jesus and his church, who condemn us for having extravagant buildings, this expensive artwork. Because those people who deny the spiritual side, the soul of the human person, who live only a materialistic worldview, cannot see the value of honoring God with the things of this world. And so maybe we can examine ourselves. Have I fallen trapped to that? Do I deny God his due by holding back the things of my life for myself? And we can think about how much money we spend on meals, on cars, on homes. And we struggle to give God anything in return. Not us here, but as the Christian church, we can barely make it to Mass on Sunday. We don't tithe. We don't give any offerings. We don't really understand the value, what God is due, that we owe him everything, that he is my light and my salvation. And though, as the collect said, I fail, I sin, I fall, but I'm saved through the passion of Jesus. And without the passion of Jesus that we're celebrating this week, there is no salvation. Do I really understand that? Do I really believe that? And if I know I'm only alive because of Jesus Christ, what will I hold back from him? Would I not dare to give everything to the one who gave everything for me? He is my light and my salvation.